This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and recover and regenerate itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some, it really is. Just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, we are here for you on The Bright Side at 844-236-6010. If you have comments or success stories you'd like to share about anything we're speaking about here today, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. Longevity products can be purchased at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Ask them about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can have a distributorship, be your own boss, make as much or as little money as you like, work as many or as few hours as you'd like, helping change the world with the power of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Just talk to some folks, talk to any folks who've gotten on the Longevity product and experience weight loss and more energy and getting off their prescription drugs and just feeling better. Longevity products, the Longevity systems and the Longevity packs, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Ultimate EFAs, Ultimate Enzymes, are singular products and singular formulations that will change lives, and you can represent this company for a one-time $30 fee. If you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, you can do that as well. Call 866-735-2470 for more information, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side, friends. We've been talking about the nature of ideas, I suppose you'd say, memes, beliefs. We have all of these bad beliefs. I was in Las Vegas this weekend for a trade show for skin. It was for skincare companies. About 1,000 skincare companies there. I don't know, maybe more, 1,200, some crazy amount of skincare companies. Really, is when you think about it, why would there be so many skincare companies? If skincare really worked, we wouldn't have a bunch of skincare companies. Everybody's always searching for a new product, and companies are all popping up all over the place because skincare doesn't work. For the most part, that's why I created my Truth products. Because you see, when we think about the skin, we think about the covering on the outside of the body. Nobody ever thinks about addressing what's happening on the outside at the lower levels, which is where the skin is born. And even more fundamentally, at the inside levels, where the skin is born comes from. Skin is just an icon of how poor our thinking about the body is and how it doesn't lend itself to being healthy. That's why we have more doctors and more devices and more drugs and more insurance and more hospital procedures, more medical procedures and more of everything, but we're sicker than ever before because we're thinking mimetically. We're thinking with mind viruses. We're infected. I should say our thinking is infected by mind viruses. But we can diffuse that if we think, start thinking mechanistically, like an engineer. If we start thinking how things happen, we have to engineer the body, or reverse engineer, not reverse engineer our body, reverse engineer our illnesses, and come back to the body. We want to think how an engineer thinks when he thinks about a problem, how we troubleshoot. We want to focus on how it is that things work, how they happen. We want to start to become critical thinkers, and that's the key. Critical thinking is the key to understanding any problem, to understanding how to reverse engineer a problem. If we do not think critically, we will fall for beliefs. There's no accident that lie is in the middle of beliefs, B-E-L-I-E-F-S. When I try to, I always mix my I's and my E's. I always forget whether it's E before I or I before E. Well, with beliefs, it's easy, the word beliefs, B-E-L-I-E, lie. It's right in the middle of a belief. And we have these nonsensical, crazy beliefs about how our body works and what we need to do to stay healthy. It's just not, so much of it is nonsense compared to how the body works. That's why I always say, if you're sick, go to a biochemist. Biochemists don't work with belief. Doctors work with belief. Patients work with belief. Drug companies and representatives of the commodities of the modern medical model work with beliefs. Cholesterol causes heart disease. Lower your cholesterol, you won't have heart disease. Take an immune suppressant drug. If you have an autoimmune disease, you won't have an autoimmune disease. You'll be happy and smiling like the lady on the psoriasis commercial. That's because the reason we have these commercials is because we're not critical thinkers and we fall for beliefs. We fall for images. We fall for ideas. We fall for viruses. Critical thinking takes work. Body doesn't like work. The brain doesn't like work. Work is not in our comfort zone, whether it's the brain or the body. So our brain works with shortcuts. They're called heuristics. We talked about them last week. Heuristics. H-E-U-R-I-S-T-I-C-S. Heuristics. It means it's a type of shortcut. It's a computer word. But it also works for our brain, being a type of computer. Mental shortcuts are the bane of our ability to critically think. And mental shortcuts are the tool for exploitation by institutions, whether it's a political institution, a legal institution, or a medical or a health institution. And yes, it's an institution. Institutions are there for themselves. They're not for us. Anytime you hear the word institution, you know it's there for itself. I was listening to the political stuff with Robert Mueller and the Mueller report, and they were talking how Mueller was an institutionalist. Yes, there's a class of politicians, I suppose, or government representatives who are institutionalists. They're not there for the people. They're there for the institution. How do you like that? We've got government representatives who are institutionalists. How ridiculous is that? So institutions, anytime you hear the word institution, like the institution of medicine or the institution of law, you know it's not there for you. It's there for itself. That's the definition of an institution. And they love viruses. They work with viruses. They work with mind viruses. And if you've ever found yourself doing something without knowing why or believing you know why, you've likely been infected on some level. If you're working with belief and not science, it's likely that belief was inoculated into you. Think about it. Children don't have beliefs. Babies don't have beliefs, I should say. There's a time when, in our development, when we go from baby to child, where we fall into belief. We fall into this idea of, and you know what? I'm not knocking beliefs or mental shortcuts or heuristics. I'm not knocking that, but I'm just saying we have to be aware of it. We have to be aware of where we're operating on a mental shortcut, where we're operating on a belief, where we're not operating scientifically, mechanistically, seeing what happens. If you've ever seen the Super Bowl and they're singing the national anthem and fighter jets are streaking through the sky and you feel warm and fuzzy, guess what? You have been infected with a belief. You've been infected with a patriotism belief. Not that it's good or bad. I'm not judging it. I'm just saying it's a belief. If you ever feel like were completely full, didn't need any food, but you saw McDonald's, the Golden Arches, and you needed some fries, guess what? You've been infected. If you've ever put on a moisturizer on your dry skin and you keep doing it even though your skin is not working, or you keep trying to buy more moisturizers and none of them work, or you buy eczema creams and none of it works, or you go to the dermatologist and he doesn't help you, and you go back and back and back, keep going back to the dermatologist, and every time he doesn't help you, you've been infected by a meme. If you bought a product because you like Cindy Crawford or any other celebrity, you bought into a meme. You have been infected. That's a lot of us. Most of us. If you bought taken medicine or had an organ removed because a doctor told you, even though you hated the medicine, even though you felt crappy on the medicine, even though the medicine didn't work, if you ever had an organ removed because a doctor told you, you know, you don't need that silly little gallbladder, guess what? You have been infected. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number if you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, or especially comments or success stories you'd like to share. We love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got a blog and news stories, blog posts, as well as videos, lots of free information, good information. On our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the website as well for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. Also want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. We've got new products on the way. And if you're an esthetician or you have a spa business, we also have wholesale products at truthtreatmentspro.com, truthtreatmentspro.com. All right, got lines open, and we'll get your calls in our next segment at 844-236-6010. We're talking about this idea, and I know I've been talking about it for a few days now, but it's really important. As important as the specifics is the importance of philosophy, the overlying, overriding concepts that drive the specific ideas of using nutritional supplements and probiotics and going by your symptoms. And I mean, we talk about strategies. There's strategies and there's tactics. You want to think strategically in addition to thinking tactically. If you think tactically without thinking strategically, you're going to fall for this tactic or that tactic. This is the problem. We don't think strategically. We don't think with an overlying principle. I get people who email me with lists of supplements that they take, and it looks like they're just throwing everything against the wall and seeing what sticks. There's no strategy. There's no overlying philosophy to how they nutritionally supplement. I'm sure there's a lot of you folks out there who are like that. You're taking a whole bunch of supplements because this guy told you that, and this celebrity told you this, and this doctor sold you that, and there's a whole list of supplements. Then you say supplements don't work. It's because you're not thinking strategically. You're thinking tactically. You're thinking with specific steps to take, which are important, of course, but not unless you have an overlying or overriding strategy. A strategy is like a formula. A strategy is like a recipe. I mean, think of a strategy like a recipe. I don't know how to bake, but I can bake the best chocolate chip cookies, for example, that the best chocolate chip cookie chef on the planet can bake. I can bake the best quiche. I don't know the first thing about making a quiche. But if I have this one thing, I can make the best quiche, the same quiche that the best quiche chef can make. What's that strategy? What do we call that strategy when it comes to cooking? We call it a recipe. A strategy is like a recipe. With a strategy, you can get anything. That's the beautiful thing about a strategy. If you have an overlying philosophy that will lead you to your results, you can get anything. Now, there's a couple steps between the results and the strategy, but the strategy is the first step. When I'm making a formula in my lab, the first thing I do is I write down the formula. I come up with what I want to do, what my strategy is going to be for creating that product, for creating that shampoo or that shower gel. I've been creating shampoos and shower gels and doggy mouthwash and ink and lip products and skin products and all kinds of stuff, pear products and eczema products and psoriasis products for going on 35 years. And I always, 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 whenever I'm making a product, I start with the formula, start with the recipe. And if I don't start with a formula, it's going to be a mess. A little of this, a little of that. If I don't start with a strategy, it's going to be a mess. Same with my cookies. Same with your skin and same with your health challenge. If you're taking vitamins non-strategically or taking supplements non-strategically, you're not going to get results. You've got to start with a strategy. And this is true about life. Whenever you want a result, start with a recipe, a formula, a step-by-step protocol for getting that result. But there's a couple steps in between that result because just having a recipe for chocolate chip cookies isn't going to get me any chocolate chip cookies. Having a recipe for quiche isn't going to get me any quiche. It's just a piece of paper with words on it. That doesn't make quiche. What do I need? I need to have tools. I need my eggs. I need my flour. I need my mixing bowl. I need my oven. I need my spoon. I need all the stuff I need, the accoutrements, the components of the quiche to make the quiche. Not just a recipe, you need a strategy, and you need tools. And then you need to have a way of applying the tools. Just the tools aren't enough. You got to know, do I put the eggs in first? Do I put the butter in first? Do I mix for two minutes or 5 minutes? Do I bake it at 375? You got to know how to apply the tools that will allow you to leverage the strategy or to take advantage of the strategy. So you got the strategy, you got the tools, and then you got the application. And then, if you have the right if you have a strategy, it doesn't even have to be the right strategy. If you have a strategy, you have the tools, you have a way of applying the tools, you will always, 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 always get results. Strategy Tools Application Results. I call that the STAR system, S-T-A-R, Strategy Tools Application Results. You can use it to get anything you ever want to get, $1 million, a great relationship, a great job, new house, whatever. Chocolate chip cookies, quiche. Start with a strategy, a step-by-step protocol. If you have an illness, say you have psoriasis, what is my strategy going to be? This is why the digestive system is so important. It's the first part. It's step number one. It's the most important, the most critical, the most fundamental step in any health recovery strategy or in any health strategy, even if you're already healthy. Start with the strategy. So say you got psoriasis. My strategy is going to be to keep my immune system quiet, to quiet down my immune system. Psoriasis is an autoimmune disease. An autoimmune disease is a hyped up immune system. An immune system that it's attacking itself. The immune system doesn't just attack itself because it's retarded. The immune system is highly intelligent. It's never retarded. It never makes mistakes. The immune system is, we say it does, we say it's, oh, your immune system's messed up. No, it's not. It's doing just fine, except for some reason, which I'll tell you here in a second what that reason is, it looks like parts of the body look like the enemy. Parts of the body are distorted, so they look foreign. Parts of the body get distorted by toxicity. A nutritional deficiency also plays a part, and also oxygenation, inflammation. All of these things we talk about all the time. The only things that go wrong in the body, nutritional deficiency, toxicity, lack of oxygen, and ultimately inflammation, which starts the whole cycle going again. That's basically what goes wrong in the body, and an autoimmune disease is no different from anything else that goes wrong in the body. So you start off, if you just put a psoriasis cream on because the doctor told you, or take Enbrel because the doctor told you, what you're doing is you bought into a meme. You're not thinking mechanistically. You're not thinking strategically. You're not using the STAR system, and you aren't going to get better. And guess what? Universal health care isn't going to make a difference. So I love Bernie Sanders' enthusiasm and his kindness and his well intentions, perhaps. I don't know, but it seems like he's well intentioned. But universal health care for everybody isn't going to help you with your psoriasis. Never. Universal health care may help stitch you up if you get hit by a car. And I don't, you know, air ambulances these days can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. Or ambulances in general can cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. And you can go broke taking a helicopter ride or having an ambulance and medical procedures after a heart attack. And nobody should lose their house and go broke for that, I don't think. So universal health care may be a good thing if it's done carefully, but not for your psoriasis. Not for your rosacea. But that's what's going to happen. That's another important idea. We collapse these two ideas of disastrous health challenges with chronic long-term progressive health challenges, and it doesn't serve us to not make that distinction. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some Iranian officials and lawmakers there are now accusing the United States of attacking two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week as a pretext for attacking Iran. On CBS News, Republican Senator Tom Cotton says clearly Iran was behind those attacks, and they should be answered with a military strike.
Going back to President Washington and all the way down to President Trump, the fastest way to get the fire and fury of the U.S. military unleashed on you is to interfere with the freedom of navigation on the open seas and in the air. That's exactly what Iran is doing, and one of the world's most important strategic choke points. The president has the authorization to act to defend American interests.
Fashion and beauty icon Gloria Vanderbilt has died at 95. Her reported net worth was over $200 million. She's the mother of CNN anchor Anderson Cooper, who's confirmed her death to CNN. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. We're on here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive pages, or page, I should say, at brightsideben.com. Also, I think there's some old archives at benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. I know Peter is having some health challenges. Hope you're feeling better, Peter. And then also we got a lot of YouTubes. Kevin Peterson, my friend Kevin Peterson in the UK, does YouTubes for us. And so there's lots of YouTube videos on the Bright Side. Lots of free information. That's what this program is about, is sharing the word, spreading the word about the power of good health. And I do it for no charge because I'm dedicated to it. And if you want to make some money doing it, it's an opportunity to start a business spreading the word. You can call 866-735-2470. Sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. And you too can help spread the word with Youngevity products and the Youngevity philosophy, as well as make yourself some money. Or even if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price. 866-735-2470 to talk to somebody at Longevity. Also, you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team from brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, so let's see. We've got some calls here to get to. Before we get to that, I want to just read a couple quickie stories here. Viagra can cause permanent eye damage. Sildenafil revolutionized the world of ED. I remember when I first started as a pharmacist, if you had ED, there wasn't much you could do, except we used to make these injections that people could inject into themselves. You can imagine what that was like. And that was like the holy grail of medication was an erectile dysfunction drug. And then Viagra came out and revolutionized the ED business. There's various erectile dysfunction drugs out there. But listen, it's a drug. And when you take a drug, there's no way to get around side effects. That's just the nature. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. That's just the nature of drugs. There's no way to get around the side effect problem. In fact, when you take a drug, the result that we cause a side effect isn't even a side effect. It's an effect. It's just an effect of the drug. They make it sound like it's a side effect. It's not a side effect. It's a legitimate effect that's equal to the effect that you want to get. The resolution to your ED problem cannot help but cause blood pressure issues because you're screwing around with your blood pressure. You're screwing around with your circulatory system when you take Viagra. That's how it is. That's why they tell you not to take it if you have heart disease, because you're screwing around with your circulatory problem. Aspirin, by the way, is the same way. Although I will say aspirin is much more benign and much more gentle than other drugs. Did you know aspirin works because the human body has evolved over the course of hundreds of thousands of years to work with aspirin? Aspirin is made by plants, not exactly aspirin, but a derivative. Aspirin is just a kind of tweaked version of a compound that's found everywhere in nature. Whenever you eat red pepper, or whenever you eat a cantaloupe or asparagus, you're eating aspirin. Actually, not technically aspirin. Aspirin is acetyl salicylic acid. ASA is the abbreviation we use in medicine, acetyl salicylic acid. But salicylic acid that's not acetyl has not been acetylated, does not have an acetyl group attached to it, does not have an acetyl. Remember, chemistry is all tinker toys. Salicylic acid is a tinker toy. Some genius guy who worked for Bayer back in the 1860s figured out that if he just stuck a little piece to that tinker toy that's found in all kinds of plants, in all plants pretty much. By the way, salicylic acid in plants is a defensive mechanism that kills insects. So anyway, salicylic acid is found in plants. What this guy did in the 1860s is he figured out if I put an acetyl group on there, you'd be able to swallow the salicylic acid. It would make it through your digestive system, and you could get results. Really good, strong results. Much stronger results than you would get by eating asparagus. Partially because the dose is so high. So aspirin became a go-to for fever and for pain, and now in the last 40 years or so for the heart. But as it turns out, aspirin doesn't really help, and it causes problems with bleeding because it's a drug. And while it may have a certain protective effect for some people, it doesn't for all people who have heart disease. According to this article, researchers from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston did a study on 12,546 people who had a 30% risk of suffering their first heart attack in the next 10 years. They were assessed, and it turns out there was hardly any difference in the number of heart attacks experienced by people who took the aspirin or who didn't take the aspirin. But there were 61 cases of bleeding, gastrointestinal bleeding. Why? Because aspirin screws around with your circulatory system, and that's never a good idea, to screw around with your circulatory system medically. How about if we just reduce our sugar intake? There's no therapeutic window to nutritional strategies. There's a very tiny or small nutritional window, or therapeutic window, I should say, for drugs. Aspirin has a bigger therapeutic window, meaning the difference between therapy or therapeutic benefits and side effects. Aspirin has a bigger therapeutic window. Other drugs have smaller therapeutic windows, but all of them have a small window or have a window within which therapeutic results will accrue. Outside the window, you get into toxicity and side effects. Drugs have a very small window. Aspirin has a little bigger window, but still, outside the window, you've got side effects and toxicity, and you can't get around it because side effects are effects. And we got to start thinking that way about our drugs. So Viagra can cause permanent eye damage. Aspirin doesn't help moderate eye damage. And here's a surprise for you. Pharmaceutical companies are deliberately misleading health agents and governments by suppressing research that reveals a drug that doesn't work. At least half of all medical trials are never published. That means they'll do a study, and if it's good, they'll publish it. If it's not, they won't. And then we'll read the study that's good. This is a classic example of mimetic manipulation, of injecting us with viruses, with mind viruses. According to this article, it's from the magazine What Doctors Don't Tell You, really interesting magazine, by the way, with lots of good health information, What Doctors Don't Tell You. According to this magazine, What Doctors Don't Tell You, around 80% of the studies in one example, governments were hoodwinked into stockpiling Tamiflu during the swine flu scare of 2009, but hadn't seen the unpublished studies that found it wasn't effective. Around 80% of the studies into Tamiflu showed that it didn't prevent complications after someone contracted the flu. And guess what? They didn't publish it. Instead, get ready for this. Instead of scientific evidence, governments were relying on, quote, marketing spiel. I mean spin, unquote. Controlled by the drug company. That's according to Dr. Simon Colstow from the University of Portsmouth. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we have to guard against because we live in a marketing jungle, in an information swamp, an information morass. And nowhere was this information swamp more visible or evident than my trip to Las Vegas to see the thousand or 1,200 different skincare companies spewing out their marketing spiel. It was awful. It was nauseating to see that. And here I am with my truth treatment saying, no. Squeaky Ben. Hey, no, it's the truth treatments. You need vitamin C. You need lipophilic vitamin C, high concentrations. You only need a couple drops. You shouldn't put a lot of stuff on your skin. All the messages I have with truth are like a lone voice crying in the wilderness of information garbage that's spewed out in the world of skincare and in the world of healthcare, for that matter. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back. Bright Side, it's time to hit the phones. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. Let's go to Minneapolis. Hello to our friend Ron. What's up, Ron? How you doing, buddy? Hey, Ron, we got a bad connection here. Can you work on that? Can you fix that?
Yep. Okay. Hold on a second.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm going to let you go, Ron. Ron's gone. I don't have to let him go. He just hung up. So let's go to Japan and say hi to Rhea. Hello, Rhea. What's going on? Good morning.
Hello, Pharmacist Ben. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. What's going on there in Japan? Are you in Tokyo? Where in Japan are you? I know you told me before. Tell me again.
I'm in Kobe, where there was, like, a huge earthquake, like, 20 years ago. I don't know if you remember that or not. Like, where we have Kobe beef, that's my city.
Oh, Kobe. Oh, I didn't know about the earthquake, Kobe. But I know about the beef. Do you eat a lot of Kobe beef?
Oh, that was a huge earthquake. Yeah, Kobe. We have a lot of Kobe beef. I just had some today.
Okay, good deal. And then tell me about the Fukushima thing. Give us an update from the Japanese perspective, from a sort of Japanese, I guess.
What would, like, the radiation stuff?
Yeah, are people talking about it, or is it the kind of thing people pay attention to? Or are they just kind of ignoring
not
it?
Not really.
Yeah?
Not anymore. I think the media doesn't try to take it up anymore.
Play it up.
Because
they don't want people freaked out.
Yeah, and a lot of the businesses, like, they were suffering so much because a lot of, like rice products and vegetables come from that area.
Yeah.
So
and
I think
they
don't want to. It's
for
pretty old
reasons.
News because there were like two other big earthquakes right after that. So that's really old now. I think it's
Hang on a second. Yeah, it was about 7 years ago. So or 6 years ago. Hang on a second. Are you telling me there were other earthquakes after that?
Not in Fukushima, but like in Japan. Yeah, lots of earthquakes.
Okay, I didn't know that. So there's lots of earthquakes happening in Japan.
Yeah,
and it's such a small country, so if there's an earthquake, I mean, it affects the whole country, isn't it, when there's an earthquake?
Of course, yes. Like, I think my city, Kobe, had one of the biggest earthquakes of, like, the past maybe 50 years. Like, everything was, like, the school I went to, the whole school was destroyed.
Wow. Yeah, we don't hear about that, any of that stuff. So, yeah, so Fukushima is still probably spewing off radiation into the ocean, affecting the sushi and the agriculture and all that. Yeah, that's, you know, it's a new normal kind of.
People died, but they don't want to freak people out, I guess. So the media is not showing all that anymore.
All right, well, that's not very reassuring news. But you know what? That's the thing. People say, well, how come I can't live to be 100, or can I live to be 100 or 120? Or, no. You're not going to, because of Fukushima and things like Fukushima. We've just done a number on our environment.
Living in Japan, it's like you have to deal with the earthquakes. Like, I guess people in the U.S., they're sort of used to tornadoes and stuff. It's like that for us over here.
We
have so many earthquakes. It's just, it's almost normal. We are freaked out, but.
All right. Well, I hope you stay safe. And how can I help you today?
It's sort of a stupid question, I guess I have, but I'm a bit confused about suntanning and burning.
What's the relationship between the two?
The thing is, after I'm listening to you, I started going out in the sun, and I feel really positive. I feel really good out in the sun. But then the other day, I sat out in the sun for like 2 hours, like from 8 to 10, and I was burnt on my shoulders.
Yeah. Well, don't be out in the sun for 2 hours, Rhea. You only need 20 minutes.
I know, but...
I mean, if you like the sun, that's fine. Burning's not a good thing, though. You don't want to burn. Burning is where the problems arise from. Tanning is not the problem. A tan is a protective response. There's some people who say, I don't know if you heard me earlier, I was in the skincare, at the skincare convention this weekend, and there's all this nonsense about the sun and people staying out of the sun and being afraid of the sun. And, you know, that's the idea that we extrapolate from the fact that when you burn, you can increase your rates of cancer. Burning's not a good thing. That doesn't mean the sun's not a good thing. It means burning is not a good thing. So you don't want to burn. And if you use internal nutrition, you'll protect yourself from the sun. Internal nutrients for the eyes, for example, will protect your skin from the sun. And if you use suntan lotion, not only will you be blocking your vitamin D, but you'll also be exposing yourself for the majority of sunscreen products to toxic chemicals that are especially toxic when they're activated by the sun. This is what I was talking about when I was talking about memes versus mechanisms. If you look at the mechanism of how a sunscreen works, you'll see that it can't help but be toxic. That's why it's regulated as a drug. That's why they tell you not to put it on your babies. Dermatologists are smart enough to know that your baby should not have a sunscreen. Why? Because your baby's skin is thin and he absorbs things very fast through the skin. Sunscreens are absorbed. Doctors know that.
Mm-hmm.
They tell your baby not to wear sunscreen, but they don't tell you. They tell you to slather it on. And it doesn't make sense. It's meme versus mechanism. Once again, I want to get to a couple more calls. How can I help you?
Burning and tanning is not the same thing. Tanning is okay, but burning is not. So
tanning is like pulling down the shades. Imagine you're living in a house.
All right.
Yes. Imagine you live in a house, Rhea. Pretend you're inside your body like you live in a house. Pretend, okay? When the sun hits the skin, it can go through the windows of your house and burn things. Mm-hmm. The sun is very hot. So it can burn things. So what do you do in your house if the sun can burn things through the window? What's the smart thing a human being can do? Pull down the shades. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Tanning is pulling down the shades. A tan is your skin pulling down the shades. It is not burning.
To have a nice tan is all right.
No, it's burning healthy. Healthy.
Okay, all right.
It's good for you. It means your body is working. And the more melanin you have, the more electroconductive the skin is. The better it conducts electricity. Mm-hmm. Melanin is involved in electrical conduction. And melanin is anti-aging. There's so many nonsensical things in the skincare world and in sun protection, particularly, that just don't pass the sniff test. All right, I got to go. Mm-hmm. Have a beautiful day.
Okay.
I want to get to
Thank
a couple
you.
More calls here. All right, thank you. John, what's going on, buddy? John in Kansas.
Hey, good morning, Pharmacist.
Good morning.
Ben, you're one of our go-to leaders in sharing good health information, and we appreciate you very much.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
I want to know what your opinion is on the health risks of wearing clothing that's stain-resistant, treated with Teflon.
Probably not a great idea, but as far as in the scheme of things, it's not like there's way worse problems, but, you know, interfacing with chemistry through your clothing is as bad as interfacing with chemistry in a skincare product, as bad as interfacing, maybe not as bad as interfacing with chemistry, man-made chemistry from the in the inside of your body, but still, it's probably not a great idea. I mean, in the scheme of things, it's not, there's way worse, but it's probably not a great idea. I hadn't heard of that. What's the purpose of Teflon in clothing?
Stain resistant.
Oh, I see. So it's in the, okay, I gotcha. Well, you, more and more, you're going to see this thing called smart clothing. Have you heard of this? Smart clothes.
I haven't.
Smart clothes are clothes that have computer chips embedded in them that can actually, you know, they can become sun protective as they hit the sun, or they can actually monitor things like your blood pressure, or they can vibrate at certain times so you can get a little massage, like if you're working out, for example. Maybe report back to the doctor whether you're taking your prescription drugs, and they can put them in your shoes and have various pressures change the way the shoes adjust to your steps. I mean, there's all kinds of things that these smart clothing can do. So pretty soon we're going to be computerized. Our clothing is going to be computerized, and that's the trend. Is our home and our standard tools of being alive, like clothing and cooking and how we take care of our houses, or how we vacuum our houses, are going to become more and more over the course of the next decades smart, intelligent. They're going to learn, and they're going to do everything for us, and we're moving into that world. I mean, it's not that far off before we have computer chips embedded into our contact lenses. Can you imagine that? What happens when you have a computer chip that's embedded in your contact lenses, and you could change the way you see? You know, I was just reading now how the Defense Department is looking at making smart doorbells report back to the supercomputer in the sky, whatever that is. So information from your doorbell is going to be reported back to the authorities. Facial recognition, all of these things are on the way. And, you know, you and I, John, might not see, we'll just see the beginning of it, probably. But, you know, that's just the way the world is moving. So it's probably not a good thing to have Teflon in your clothes, but it's only the beginning. I'm sad to say. Or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it's not a terrible thing. I don't know. But it is only the beginning. John, thank you for calling, my friend. We're just flat out of time. On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for listening. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.